Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Fitting into sports club culture, compromise or conflict. Number 7, finding security in God, not popularity. Daniel chapter 3, verses 16 to 18. Sometimes there's no avoiding conflict as a Christian in sport. There are occasions when the pressure is on everyone in the changing room to conform to cultural expectations that a Christian cannot accept. Several football coaches and players faced such a dilemma last month when all English Football League games featured rainbow-coloured footballs to mark LGBTQ plus History Month. Since 2017, players, clubs and officials have displayed rainbow colours on bootlaces, flags and stadiums. This year, many coaches and players were asked to sign the footballs to donate to the local community. When coaches and players are uncomfortable doing so, they find themselves in a difficult position. They're urged to join the campaign on the premise that everyone else is doing so, and signing the ball does not mean a person can't maintain their own, quotes, private or, quotes, personal Christian faith. Now, regardless of your opinion about rainbow footballs, you can see how this places those who don't want to sign in a situation where they are in conflict with dominant culture. Daniel's friends, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, faced such a situation in Daniel chapter 3, when King Nebuchadnezzar issued a decree that everyone in the country must attend a civic service where they would bow to a giant gold statue of himself. The implication was that he was their god. Daniel's friends could worship their own, quotes, private, unquotes, personal god, but they must also fit in with the broader cultural beliefs. The young men refused to join in. As a result, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego were hauled before the king and told that if they refused to fit in with everyone else, they would be executed. Their reply was remarkable. Daniel 3 verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego replied to him, King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it. And he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. They say that they must choose, quotes, the God we serve, as a matter of conscience. And they will do what they think is right before God, regardless of the cost to their careers or lives. Talk about having time on the ball. Notice as well how their response was courageous, but also respectful. They continued to refer to the king as your majesty, despite disagreeing with his edict. Even when we disagree with the prevailing culture, we can do so respectfully. However, despite their respectfulness, the result was that they were thrown into a blazing furnace. But they miraculously survived, and Nebuchadnezzar was amazed. As he reflected on the event, Nebuchadnezzar also noted that he was deeply struck by their confidence in God and the courage which ensued. Chapter 3, verse 28. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and rescued his servants. They trusted in him and defied the king's command, and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own god. These men would not negotiate their position. They stood firm under extreme pressure. What was their secret? They knew God was in control of their lives, and that they could trust him come what may. When Christians in sport need to conflict with culture, it is worth remembering that our most significant security isn't in pleasing the culture, but in honouring and trusting God. When we do, we will make enemies and may also face persecution, but even in such adversity, we will gain the long-term trust and admiration of many, including our persecutors. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for putting me in sport. Please give me the courage to put you first in all circumstances, even when doing so can lead to cultural rejection and persecution. And please use such situations to draw others to yourself. Amen.
Finally, take a few minutes to pray for opportunities to speak of the good news of Jesus with those you come across today. Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.